Hey guys, it's Tyler.
And it's Jacob.
And welcome to Purple Penguins Podcast, Peculiar People.
Today we're going to be telling scary stories.
And they're very scary.
Okay, so I'm going to start us off with the very scary tale of the Christmas Eve demon. In a small town in Scandinavia, there's a folklore or a scary story or tale that about this demon that on Christmas Eve, the kids who don't behave get taken in the night by this creature that's furry and ugly and brown. And it's known that people can be kidnapped and killed on Christmas Eve. And right before they die, they hear this sound. Oh, help, help, they're getting me!
And secondly, for the second story told by Tyler, it starts off in a dark forest in the mountains in Italy. There is a small village called Lupia, where the monster of cows lives. All the farmers up there don't have cows because every Halloween, this monster turns into a cow and runs out of the bushes and goes. And if you hear the noise, it goes like this. And when it comes out of the bushes, it transforms into a cow and eats all the other cows when they're not paying attention. And then, from the shadows, comes the evil cow, and the cow then eats all of the cows that already got eaten, and it's a food chain. But then all the kids go out trick-or-treating and they see the cow and they're like, oh, let's go pet the cow. But that's why all the parents warned them that the cow demon of Italy. Da-na-na-na.
Okay, for the third story of the day, I will be telling it to you, me, Jacob. Okay, this one is scary because it's very close to where this podcast was created, in a small town in Russia. So, Russians, they like to fish. So one day, this Russian, his name was Gran Dervan, and he loved fishing. And one day, he caught an extremely long fish, like 3 feet long, which is very long in Russia because their waters are very cold. And so, he left it in the boat one night, and forgetting about it. The next morning, he found a giant hole out of his boat. He's like, what happened? And he finds the fish 7 feet long that was 900 pounds swimming through the ocean right to him. Bum, bum, bum.
For the fourth scary story, there was a small town called Jimmy Town, and everybody there's name is Jimmy, even if it's a boy or a girl, they're all called Jimmy. And the story goes back to a pizza shop called Jimmy's Pizza Shop, where people come every day for pizza, unknowing what will happen to them, and they walk in and they ordered pizza. And they all had different names. They weren't Jimmy, but they became Jimmy. So they ordered 5 pepperoni pizzas, 1 cheese pizza, 3 house specials, 1 buffalo chicken pizza, and 2 Hawaiian pizzas. They took a bite into the pizza, and suddenly they became brainwashed and named Jimmy. And they walked up down the streets yelling, "Jimmy, Jimmy." People screamed. They ran. They ran everywhere, but they had nowhere to go. So they kept running, and then they finally walked into a small alley where there was another pizza shop, and the pizza shops were cloning, and meat came everywhere, and soon everybody became brainwashed, and that's how the town became named Jimmy Town. And now for the final story. It's called Truth or Dare. So once it was James's birthday party, and all the people were there, like Sam, Sammy, Sanaya, Jim, Jimmy, you know, all the normal people. And they sat down for a game of Truth or Dare. And the first dare was to go into the dark forest. That was what they called Jimmy's backyard, so. But they went into Jimmy's backyard, and there was the dark forest. They started off into the forest, and little Shania was like, I don't want to go to the forest. It's not safe in there. But they were all like, whatever, we should do it anyway. So they can turn on into the forest, and they heard screams in the background. And moaning. And they continued on into the dark forest. But then, out of the shadows jumped Jimmy, trying to scare them all. But they heard a very scary sound. I'm coming for you. And they all turned around in the forest, but they slammed into a stone wall and woke up in their beds. It was all a dream.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed our scary stories that are all true. No, I'm kidding. They're all false. But you don't have to worry. There's no Christmas Eve monster, no large fish, no pizza house, no scary forest, none of that. It's all fake. But you want to hear something that's not fake? We got new emails!
So come and email us at purplepenguinpodcast@gmail.com and we will respond to your comments on the next episode. So please tell us something or I will eat all of your crackers.